From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama says he expects there to be some posturing on television, but once that's said and done, he's confident congressional leaders will find some room to compromise on some of the more thorny budget issues in the next few months. The president says it will take both parties working together to come up with ways to control the government's biggest areas of spending, that is, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. He released his budget proposal yesterday. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent is dead after an attack in northern Mexico. NPR's Jeff Brady says another agent was wounded but is listed in stable condition.
The two agents were driving between Mexico City and Monterrey, Mexico when the attack occurred. One agent was critically wounded and died from his injuries. The second was shot in the arm and leg but survived the attack. The Department of Homeland Security says the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents were assigned to their agency's attaché office in Mexico City. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says in a statement, quote, "Any act of violence against our ICE personnel or any DHS personnel is an attack against all those who serve our nation and put their lives at risk for our safety." Napolitano says U.S. authorities are working closely with Mexican officials to find those responsible. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Thousands of protesters have taken over a square in Manama in the Arab Kingdom of Bahrain. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the demonstrators, some of whom have brought tents and banners, are hoping to emulate what happened in Egypt.
It is symbolic, and they would like it to be their Tahrir Square, and the young men especially that are there are saying they'll never leave. It's impossible to tell what would happen, really, if the riot police came back in force. There's a long history of small demonstrations being broken up. Now that we've had the violence, and the king of Bahrain has said he deplored the violence, he wants an investigation, and he's apologized for it. The ball is in the government's court.
NPR's Peter Kenyon. Clashes have left at least two people dead in Bahrain over the past 2 days. Opposition lawmakers there have been boycotting parliament. There were also violent clashes in Yemen. In Jordan, protesters block roads. The parent company of the New York Stock Exchange says it has agreed to be purchased by the Frankfurt Stock Exchange in a deal that would create the world's largest financial markets company. The new company, combining NYSE Euronext and the Deutsche Börse, would have dual headquarters in Frankfurt and New York. NYSE Euronext chief executive Duncan Niederauer will head the merged entity.
Lest we think it's a takeover of some variety, the shareholder base will be quite global. In fact, north of 50% will be from the U.S., and roughly the other 45-ish% will come from Germany, the U.K., and the rest of the world.
No word on what the new company would be called. The boards of both exchanges have signed off on the deal, which still needs shareholder and regulatory approval. The Dow lost 41 points. This is NPR. Asian stocks rose on Wednesday following a flat day on Wall Street. Oil prices rose to near $85 a barrel. The Los Angeles School District says as many as 7,300 workers could get pink slips in the upcoming school year in hopes of closing a $408 million budget gap. The board has voted to send warning notices to more than 5,000 teachers, nurses, and counselors, and some 2,200 administrators that their jobs could be no more by the end of June. In Colorado, students, prisoners, and state workers will all bear the brunt of major funding cuts next year. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee reports the state's new Democratic governor unveiled a budget today that's leaner than any so far in this recession.
Like many states, Colorado got through the last few years relying on federal stimulus dollars and short-term accounting fixes. Not anymore. The proposed budget would cut education funding by nearly $500 per public school pupil and close to $900 per college student. Governor John Hickenlooper, a Democrat, told the legislature there's little in this budget to like.
When you're dealing with these bitter choices between education and health care, between water projects and public safety, each of these makes almost inhuman demands.
The budget plan also includes closing some state park facilities, a prison, and a youth psychiatric facility. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Denver, Colorado.
The company that owns United Airlines says it voluntarily grounded 96 Boeing 757s temporarily today so that maintenance could be performed. 15 flights were canceled and an untold number of flights were delayed due to the work. The company says more planes could be delayed on tomorrow. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.